You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Stop, close the door.
Too late now.
Not ready. Oh, God.
Good morning.
Well, it's another Tuesday, isn't it?
It is.
I'm surprised Trump hasn't somehow stopped Tuesdays from happening in them. Maybe the government can buy Tuesday and own a little piece of that.
Got to get a piece of the action wherever you can.
I am just so tired of this. I can't. How many days has this been now? I read someplace that they gave the exact days that we're into this administration. I don't know how we're going to make it, you know. honest to God,
well,
this is just outrageous. I watched a video this morning of this, I guess he's the owner of Home Depot, and he was talking about, he feels uncomfortable with Trump owning a little bit of intel. You know, he can understand what the government's doing. I got it, but I don't know. I feel a little, you think you're feeling a little uncomfortable with the conflict of interest at all? Or the government owning businesses or pieces of businesses? Or do you think this snake in the grass is going to somehow all of a sudden make a decision for intel that they didn't want to make? I don't know. I'm just a caveman. God.
That's John Peterson. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm strong there.
Haven't we introduced the show yet?
No, we go to 0 to 90 in about 30 seconds there. He's John. I'm Gordy. Producer Dom.
Yes.
In the control booth. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's going to be another gorgeous day. Beautiful sunrise on the way in just a few minutes. Right now we have clear skies and we're at 50 degrees highs.
What do you have on your computer? What the hell is that?
It's the end of the Trump
countdown.
It's a countdown to Trump's presidency. There's only 1,243 days left.
Ah, okay.
5 hours, 51 minutes, and 24 seconds.
That's awesome.
There's confetti all over the place. Wait, I suppose that'll activate once the end is here.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a nice day. It was fun last night, filling in for Pete Schwabe.
Yes, on the Nightlight program.
Yeah.
We're going to be there again tonight.
That's right.
We'll have a UFO expert, Greg Sisko. He's been with us before, but it's been quite some time. And then you have somebody coming in, a ghost hunter, right?
Yes, Mitch Goth. He spent some time in haunted houses.
Is that
and,
right?
And he'll tell us his experiences, or at least the best experience out of all of them. He's a novelist, and he's doing these ghost stories in these ghost huntings.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I've always wanted to do it myself.
And he's going to be in the studio as well. So that's going to be even more. That's going to be scary.
Who's going to be in the studio?
Mitch? Yeah. He's coming into the studio, turns out.
Is he from our area?
I didn't know he's from here.
I thought he was from
Chicago or something.
Yeah. That's what, you know, Conrad was like, hey, he's coming in. So.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
We'll see if that stands,
Let's bring some spooky music with us.
Yeah, we can do that.
Just in case he starts telling ghost stories.
I have some. I have some
do
spooky
you?
Music.
You
do. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's Day the Earth Stood Still music. So I was going to actually run that underneath a scary story about AI, and I wanted to tell that story on Pete Schwabe's show.
Yeah.
We might get a chance to do that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, why don't you
do that
tonight?
Yeah.
We'll be filling in from 6 until 8 p.m., so tune in for that. Let's see. A little bit later on, we've got some Brewer tickets to give away. We're giving away tickets all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Got that happening.
Wow.
And also our listener appreciation party. We're all set for that, but that's going to be happening at Downdrin's If you are one of our winners, you've been notified for the VIP portion of that get together. And that is happening September 6th,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's good. Got that going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, our poll question's still up. It's
yes,
still going strong.
Well, it should that's be. Right. Thank you yeah. for reminding me.
Still going up.
Yeah.
Well, we just put it up there, so it's got to be up there all week.
It needs to be.
Now, we won't even be here on Friday.
Well, we are, but we're taping ahead, and that we will still be giving away Brewers tickets.
Yes, we will.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. Do you support legalizing recreational marijuana? That's our poll question. It has changed. The answers are A, yes, but I forgot what was the question. That's at 66.7%. B, absolutely not, unless the price is low enough. That's 22.2%. And then only if Trump lowers the price by 200%. That's 11.1% of our listeners. We need a fourth, like none of the above or something. It looks weird with just three answers
there. I agree.
Let's come up with something. Should be an answer there.
Should be a fourth
but,
choice.
Again, if you may have noticed that every answer so far is a yes. Yes. Let's make it legal. Well, I'm all for a 200% price cut because then you get money back and a little
and
a little weed. High.
Okay. Well, there are dispensaries all up and down State Street now.
Are.
Every vacant store has been filled with a dispensary.
Wouldn't it be great if we could, if they were all open this early in the morning, we could just make a visit to each one of them.
Are you kidding? This early in the morning? No way. They're not open. They don't open until 10.
That's true. 10 at night.
We're the only ones that are on State Street right now. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Do we have a what would you do? What would you rather do?
Unfortunately,
than the
we
other
do.
Thing
yes.
that we would rather not do.
Yeah. But,
if we just could understand.
I feel like if I could only understand the open of thing, I might know.
Would you rather?
There we go.
Would you rather?
All right, I got some cooking up here, so get ready, guys. All right.
All right.
First question. Would you rather be confined in a tight cave for a whole week? All right, 24 hours a day, whole week, seven days a week.
In a cave?
In a tight cave. Very
tight cave?
Yes. Not a whole lot of movement going on.
Okay.
Or fall through an infinite sky for a month. That sounds fun. I'm not going to lie. Infinite sky sounds fun. And, you know, you can
eat. It does.
For a month?
It does.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
You know, I think Doctor Strange did that in the movies. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was falling for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would go with that one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even like a cave.
I don't even know why I decided to do that first.
Through a whole bunch of multiverses.
Did he really?
And he changed in each verse. Yeah. I mean, he would be affected by all of the different kinds of universes that are out there.
Doctor Strange. Okay.
That's why it's strange. Second question. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have $700,000 a year or know the location of every shipwreck in the world?
What's the first one?
Have $700,000 a year. Make $700,000.
John, you drifted up. Drifted away from us. What's
there's
something on the microphone?
I was wondering what's going on.
Something. Last night it bothered me too, and I'm just like, where is that? Can't find it. Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Whatever.
Okay, should I read
but
you the question?
Yeah, read the question.
I'm sorry about that.
Completely distracting everything.
Okay,
there.
Would you rather have $700,000?
right off
the bat, right now, or know the location of every shipwreck ever? In the entire world.
Well, I'll take the $700,000. I don't really care about the shipwreck.
Yeah. But there could be $700,000 in that shipwreck.
You got to go get it.
Probably won't be.
I guess you do have to go get that. That's true.
Hire people to go down and get it. That's Would You Rather for today.
Let's get that out of the way.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
it's good.
It's crazy, you know, when you listen to the news now, we're getting used to, in fact, normalizing this weird government that we have in place. the strange people that are in the administration, none of them qualified, all of them strange, crazy people with weird quirks.
Aren't
right?
you used to it yet?
I'm not used to it. Well, you know, it's beyond description. It really is. And we're doing it just like every day, normalizing this craziness that we have to put up with and all the weird ideas and all the bizarre cancellations of things that society needs, that the U.S. needs, that the American people need, and they're canceling everything and they don't care about anything anymore. Wow. I just don't know. And then we have the megas out there, like, you know, CJ and my friend in Milwaukee, and they don't seem upset about it. They don't see where this is all going to go. They don't seem to care. They may be one day in one of those FEMA camps that they're building all over the country. Right?
Yeah. They're just happy that liberals are upset. They're just happy that's turning the rest of us upside down.
Right, right. They're owning us.
Yeah.
Right?
They're just happy that this day has arrived.
Yeah.
That there's total confusion on
our side of the aisle. I'm going to use a word here that we're not supposed to use.
Well, what do you say?
I'm going to use trigger.
Okay.
You know, that's been banned now by the DNC. but they're triggering us. And, you probably are. But at the very same time, we're making a good point. You know, think about it, you know.
Well, J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, standing up to Trump. He's saying, don't come to Chicago. Just period. That's it. Don't come.
Yeah, we've got...
So there's pushback.
We've got J.D., by the way. We've got a cut from him coming up here.
It's J.B. for Pritzker.
Oh, yeah, J.B., yeah.
Don't get J.B. and J.D.
Oh, you
confused.
Know, I was driving in, and we were talking about, the president and the vice president, right? And they say, J.D. Vance, who's vice president. What the hell? Who's vice... Really? Is he? I didn't know that. Why do they have to describe who J.D. Vance is in the news?
A full title?
You know, they did this to the Beatles ad nauseum, right? They did it all the time, right?
What? Just like John Lennon?
Yeah. Beatles.
Yeah.
And they always mention, it's, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And the Fab Four, the Mop Tops, the lads from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Yeah,
we know who you're talking
about. But they always
about.
Described them. And I'm just, well, anyway, now we're describing J.D. Vance because we don't know he's the vice president. I mean, and the other thing that's really bothering me more than anything is how all the other networks have to qualify their statements, the stories they're telling us, reporting on.
Right.
They're saying, this story was reported on MSNBC. We have not confirmed this story yet.
Right.
They're all doing this. We haven't confirmed that story yet. You know why they're doing it? Because Trump sues you. they get sued. And they're only doing it because Trump is going to sue them.
Mm. Yeah.
We're
just
bending
right.
over back. We're normalizing this crazy stuff.
It is crazy. It's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on this Tuesday morning. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk to Barry Levinson, the curator of the National Mustard Museum. Back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young in just a moment on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yes, it is. It's all trending right here on WMDX, John and Gordy. Again, check out the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX. Mm-hmm. Listen on your car radio, Bluetooth it in, and then also text us while you're driving And you can also voice note us, which is maybe a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But you can do that all while you're driving. Amazing.
Yes.
We have that talent.
It is amazing. And you can call us, too, at 608-879-8255.
You can do that, too.
Hey, you remember, we've got this new thing happening with Sugar River Pizza.
Yes, we do.
John and Gordy, that's us. We were nominated for Best of Madison, so... One of our favorite dinner spots, Sugar River Pizza. So to celebrate, WMDX is giving you a shot at winning your dinner with a $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. You can enter every week. We get drawing, once a week, and then we'll start all over again. You can head to WMDXradio.com, enter online, then we'll reset the contest every Friday. So make sure you come back for more chances to win. You can bookmark that page and enter weekly. That's WMDXradio.com. And again, thanks to our friends at Sugar River Pizza. Yeah, $50 gift card. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, every week. I like that. That's good news.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we
got?
Well,
what's bothering
you? What is
you?
Trending?
I've been sitting here, kind of venting a little bit, trying to get this off my chest. Yikes. You know, I was driving into work is a tense moment for me.
I know. I don't know how you get so wound up first thing in the morning. You know, each and every day, it's a new day. Wipe the slate clean.
I'm angry.
Yeah. Your blood pressure skyrockets. What's bothering me? I still have a little bit of pain in my jaw from all the crown. You know, they put in a new crown.
Yeah.
Was it
a steel crown?
Yes.
I've never heard of anything like that.
It's a metal crown.
I've never heard of that.
They call it metal. You see it? Here.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that?
So now you can eat anything? You can eat anything now.
Yes, I can eat anything. Before I couldn't eat anything.
Now you can be a villain in a James Bond movie.
There you go. Sure. Yeah, it was fun. You know, you get the Novocaine shots. You get four or five needles going.
I know. That's always nice.
It's an experience. But, the dentist, our friend, Dr. Chris, Chris Cameron, did a terrific job, big thumbs up to everybody involved there.
Well, I'm going to have to talk about metal crowns.
Well, you can get a porcelain crown.
Yeah.
Those are more expensive.
Yeah.
I figure, why go with that? It's way back in the back of my mouth. Nobody's going to see it.
Well.
But those are pricier, the porcelain.
Well, I don't know if what I got as a crown is really pricey, but it's a zirconium.
Zirconium.
They're actually, instead of those cheap rings that are out there with zirconium diamonds in them, I'm wearing one in my mouth. So.
Well, let's see. Open up.
No, you can't see it.
What do you mean you can't see it?
It looks like a tooth. It's
okay. Show our YouTube audience,
It's not clear, like a diamond. But it's just it's new technology because it's in one of those areas in your mouth that you use to really leverage pressure to crush things up, right?
Okay.
So you have to have a strong tooth like metal steel. Okay. Like yours.
Okay.
And mine, zirconium.
A
lot of people don't know this. If they haven't gotten crowns, this is what happens. But, a lot of people won't be getting crowns, right? I mean, think about it.
What do you mean?
We were born in an age where they didn't know too much about fixing teeth,
Yes, that's true.
And they put big holes in the middle of your tooth.
Sure.
And they put fillings in there.
Right.
And those things eventually died out and, fell out. And then your tooth kind of broke up into four pieces.
Old days.
That's not happening anymore.
No, they don't do it like that anymore.
I mean, Chris, the rock and roll dentist, he's got a way that you don't even have to drill any of the teeth anymore.
I know.
Just apply this liquid to it, and it just it neutralizes all bacteria, all decay.
Dom, when was the last time you were to the dentist?
Not in a while.
Okay.
I could have like four cavities, and I wouldn't even know. I've never had a cavity, though, before. I've been very fortunate with that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's
Good.
That's great that you're not knocking on wood at that point.
But with this, you know, this Red Bull that I have every morning.
Is that what you do, really?
Every morning, just to keep up with the times.
Yeah.
That's, you don't drink coffee?
No. Okay. I don't. I
wow. So Red Bull tastes better than coffee, huh?
Yeah, for me, it does.
Help,
you know?
Help us all. So is that carbonated?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you never had Red Bull?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No. You should try
See, that's
it.
Our generation. That's what it is.
Tomorrow,
it's a generational
I'll bring
thing.
It in tomorrow. You guys can have a small sip, okay?
Okay.
And let me know.
Okay. Can't wait. All the kids drink it. What worries me is they drink it and then they drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm. It's like that you can get them,
that's not good, is it?
No,
that doesn't
not
seem
at all.
Like a healthy thing to do or a smart thing to
it's
do.
It's like an upper, you know, and keeps sure. the alcohol at bay. You know, last night we were talking about the ads before movies.
Right.
Right. And I mentioned that my sons know this and they wait till the very last minute so we can leave the house. And I hate that because then we don't have time to buy popcorn. Well, guess what? My son was listening.
He was
last night.
Oh,
was
no.
he really? To that particular segment.
Yeah.
So now he hates me, and we're not talking.
Sorry to hear that.
I blamed him.
Okay.
That's all right.
Did we ever get anything that was trending or not?
I thought. Look, we got the trending thing out the of dental? My system okay. early on.
Okay.
All right.
All right. It is 29 past the hour. The Midwest Food and Farm Report is straight ahead. Then we'll be back with Idiocracy for this Tuesday, August 26th, 2025. All it's right. John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dom Lee in the producer chair. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. This is like COVID, you know? We hope we can survive the next 3.5 years.
Right.
Yeah, you know, with no vaccines. Wow. I don't know. WMDX 92.7.
Only 1,243 days to go. The Trump administration.
I know it's a great screensaver. You might
keep that one.
Yeah,
handy.
Yeah.
It is 6:36. It's 50 degrees. A chilly start this morning. A little cool out there, but we'll get into the upper 60s again. Beautiful sunshine all day long. We got some texts coming in here, John.
Yes. Let's go to Mark here. He texted. Amazing how the right was always complaining about government ownership of companies and industry, calling it communism, socialism. Yes, that is amazing. Now that it's Trump and MAGA, national socialism, a.k.a. fascism, that kind of ownership is just fine.
Yeah.
Even if it enriches Trump.
Sure.
Oh, my God, I have a story here about that, too. Boy, he's getting rich. This guy, he is really, he's making the money.
In.
He is.
That's what it's all about.
In fact, like, he's doing investments that he starts off and everybody invests and then he sells immediately.
Yeah, right.
He makes all the money. He leaves everybody to, you know.
To just fend
just
for themselves.
Fend
yeah.
for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get to...
Well, we got another comment here from Mark.
Oh, we do.
He said, I want Trump to be in a little cave, a duplicate of the cell of little ease from the Tower of London.
All right.
We were talking about getting stuck in a cave. And there's something one below that one. Yeah.
Oh,
Steve.
You.
Steve from Mount Horeb.
Your filling, your metal filling.
Yeah, well, it's not a filling. It's a crown.
Oh, that's a crown. That's right.
Steve says from Mount Horeb, more prone to get struck by lightning with metal in your mouth.
See?
Okay. Well, yeah. That's true.
We'll put Gordy out there as a lightning rod.
Look out. Well, you know, when they had braces, you know, braces used to always be metal. Yeah. And they still do that, I guess.
Yeah, they do, actually.
But
some.
Now it's gone all to Invisalign and those kind of things, which is much nicer. Much nicer, right? And not as painful, I'm sure, for participants. Okay.
Well, let's get to the outrage that I have actually saved here.
Okay.
You might have heard about this already. The Trump administration is reviewing all 55 million foreigners in the country with U.S. visas.
Okay.
And they're looking for any violation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. 55 million people who have valid U.S. visas. If they have one violation, they're out of here. This shows just how friendly a nation we are.
How much of a cost is it to look through 55 million visas? Who's doing that? Were they fired all the federal workers that would do those kind of things?
I don't think they're saving any money.
No.
Honestly, I do not think that.
What?
I'm thinking.
Did you lose the story?
I want a story here. This is one of the great stories of all time. And that is, you know, they're painting the border wall.
Painting it black.
You know, I don't even have to look at the story, but they're painting the border wall black, right?
Yes. To make it hot.
And you know, they've got rollers, right? They've never heard of spray painters. But anyway, I thought immediately, by the time they're done painting the border wall black, they'll have to go to the beginning where they started painting, because it'll be peeling off by that time. I mean, you know, it's not good to paint anything nowadays. That's why they have vinyl siding on houses. Yeah. You don't want to paint. So they're painting this, and it's just going to peel off and look like hell. And the story that I read was even funnier. The fact is, they can't let the paint doesn't stick to the border wall.
Perfect.
Because it's rusty.
Oh God.
So it's dirty. They haven't cleaned the surface.
They didn't sand it off.
They haven't prepared the surface. They haven't put a primer on. So the paint isn't even going to stick to them.
Need somebody from Sherwin-Williams to go down there and assess the situation.
Well, my comment was that, you know, wasn't there at least one home handyman anywhere in the group of people deciding this? This is just outrageous.
Yes.
So
I know.
Imagine the money they're going to spend on just painting something where the paint is going to peel off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is wrong? Okay, that's the story. I wanted to find that thing. I was just holding
it's
that
gonna
in.
It's going to take them forever to do it. I mean, right?
It's going to take them forever. I think they're still going to use the rollers or their paintbrush like Christy Noem was.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Seriously? Oh, she is such a poser. My God. And then they're not even priming the surface. And they'll be back at it again in 2 years, maybe a year. And they'll be painting it all over again. And we'll be spending millions and millions of dollars that could go to feed the kids, pay for school, maybe some cancer research.
Yes.
Why are they even doing this? Why are they painting? What's the goal here?
Well, what I heard was that it makes the wall even hotter. So somebody wanted to climb the wall.
Oh my!
It's too hot to even do that
because the wall,
because it's black. It doesn't absorbs the heat.
It doesn't cool off.
It doesn't
night.
Cool off at all. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So
it's such a stupid
it's
thing.
Dumb.
Honest to God, and we have to sit here and watch this kind of stuff for 3.5 more years. Oh, okay.
Take a breath.
All right.
And now,
you know, they're going to spend a whole lot of money checking the backgrounds of 55 million foreigners in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please. Oh. All right.
What
anyway,
do you got there?
All right. Let's move on to the next story.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. I think this is something I've been hoping to tell everybody.
Okay.
This is from Bloomberg News. They wrote, Trump declared a federal takeover of D.C.'s law enforcement. He framed it as an emergency order to crack down on crime and disorder. But the broader vision for the aesthetic transformation of the U.S. Capitol is a warning. He promised to clean up the city by removing homeless encampments and graffiti. And he talked about grandiose projects like his plan to build a new golden ballroom in the White House. Well, Trump's twin obsessions with crime and ornament hark back to the Gilded Age movement known as City Beautiful in the 1890s. City Beautiful. This was a big thing in the 1890s. Urban reformers sought to reshape major U.S. city centers, often raising poor and black communities to make way for gleaming gardens and plazas. This is what he's planning on doing. In the South, urban beautification came hand in hand with building memorials to the Confederacy. Aha, the statues. Mm. Trump's Gilded Age design style is gaudy. Gilded figurines, plump cherubs were literally applied to every wall and surface in the presidential workspace, which is, have you seen pictures of that?
It just keeps going. Outrageous. They keep adding more and more gold crap to the walls, yeah.
Yeah, one term used to describe this excess of gilt and glitter is Rococo, an elaborate design style associated with pre-revolutionary France. In the New York Times, Emily Keegan called the new Oval Office a gilded Rococo hellscape.
Wow.
Yeah. While Kate Wagner
didn't like it.
No. Yeah. Kate Wagner of the blog McMansion Hell dubbed.
Wait,
why haven't
McMansion
I been to these
hell.
Sites?
That's
mark
a blog?
These down. You know, okay. Visit them sometime soon.
McMansion Hell.
Dubbed the presidential look regional car dealership Rococo. The row of gold urns along the mantle look less like a trove of priceless antiques than a set of beauty pageant trophies lined up for sale on eBay.
Oh, man. It's getting ripped by the
yeah.
And if you check the
fashion people,
if you check YouTube, you can see the Rococo art right there.
Yes.
That's kind of what it would be. That's what it would look like.
Yes. Okay. But it's artistic. Way back then, it was artistic.
Right.
Now, it's,
sure. It's just,
you know,
gaudy,
just,
ugly.
Gaudy.
It's really horrible. Oh, next thing you know, I'll be putting plastic covers over the couches. you know, this...
So they call that style Rococo.
Yeah, it's
remember Rocky Rococo?
Yes, Rocky Rococo.
Yeah, Jim Peterson.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Italian and French, right?
Yes.
I mean, Rococo is a French term.
Ah, okay.
So
is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway.
I missed that part, I guess. I
Well, there's so much to this, you know,
I know.
This editorial
going
from
into
Bloomberg.
The weeds on this. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking maybe the John and Gordy plates. You know,
back to the plates.
If we could have gilded plates, you know, just at least on the edges.
Okay.
The John and Gordy.
Good idea.
Anniversary collection.
That's right. Our 500th episode is coming up in
yes.
a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. We should have something special for that.
Get well, the plates gilded plates.
With the gilded Rococo.
You can always put them
gold.
Over the mantle and take a picture and then send it to us or at least post it on Facebook.
Right. That's good.
Thank you.
Must be hell to have to clean up in the Oval Office, you know, every day. All that Rococo,
dust. Getting inside the grooves.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hell for the cleanup crew.
Yeah, well, there. You know, it's funny. I was listening to Maddow last night, and she was talking about how when Trump fires everybody, they're not kicked out of the White House. They're not kicked out of the administration.
No.
They become ambassadors. All of them become ambassadors.
Is that
and
right?
He's found a way to keep them silent.
Mm.
Still pay them.
Yeah.
Let them travel the globe.
Yeah.
And they won't say anything negative or write any books about the administration and the debacle that we're watching before our very eyes.
Right. Just send them overseas somewhere.
Yeah.
What a plan. That's great.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I have time for another one here,
you do.
Don't I?
Yeah. Got a couple of minutes. Yeah.
All right, here it is. The CBO, and this is bad news. Again, we brought this story up earlier. CBO confirms GOP budget law, the big bad bill, will trigger $500 billion in Medicare cuts. Now, they've confirmed this. We reported it last time, and they were thinking that it was going to do that. They've confirmed it now. They're telling us all the obvious, of course, that they have to make these cuts. Republicans knew their tax breaks for billionaires would force over $500 billion in Medicare cuts. They knew this. They were warned by the CBO that this was a possibility. Now the CBO has confirmed it, and, well, we'll be left. With a stripped down version of Medicare.
Yeah. God. I'm not looking forward to that.
Wow.
That's awful news. Yeah. Yes. Okay. It is 6:48 and we have sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. We'll come back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX. Give us a call. Phone lines are open 608-879-8255 or text us on the Civic Media app. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's right, Christy Noem.
6:52. It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX. Downtown Madison looking bright and sunny. In fact, it's nice and clear all across southern Wisconsin. Highs today in the upper 60s. Right now, 51 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing Paint It Black by the Stones, talking about the wall needs a coat of paint.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, dude.
They want to paint it black.
Do they have a great idea or what?
It'll make it too hot to even touch the wall.
Yes.
Right?
Why don't it just electrify it, right?
Well, that might cost a lot of money, too. Just, you know, all the wiring involved and... The power.
Yeah.
The electricity.
Yeah.
Cables running everywhere.
Well, you know.
But, you know, good idea to bring to the table. Yeah. Why didn't they think of that?
Yeah.
In the beginning.
You know, they're talking now about the government making just enough money to help pay a little bit for those tax cuts for the wealthy. And, of course, you know, these are tariff dollars, and these tariff dollars are paid by us.
Yeah.
So I don't see a real deal in this at all. You know, they're really selling this stuff, right?
Yes,
and people are just like, you know, okay, all right, you know, this whole thing is, this house of cards is going to collapse, and no one's going to be surprised, right? John Deere is laying off 238 workers at three factories in Iowa. The company said tariffs and lower commodity prices are to blame. Tariff costs in the quarter were approximately $200 million, which brings John Deere to roughly $300 million in tariff expenses to this day. So they're having a hard time making ends meet,
I guess,
at John Deere. Look. American companies and consumers are paying the price. This is who's picking up the tab. And every time Trump goes out there and says, oh, we're making so much money in tariffs, this is incredible. The government's going to be running on, you know, high for a long time.
Right.
No, it's our money.
Yes.
We're paying this.
It is our money.
Well, I'm just, you know.
We got another text John, on the... painting of the wall.
Yeah.
This is from Gary in Madison. He says, keep in mind that they can only paint the north side. That is the cooler side that doesn't receive much sunlight. And we've got Troy on the line here. Good morning, Troy. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, electrifying that fence instead of painting it isn't performative.
Yeah, that's right.
They can't do that on their own for the TV cameras and stuff.
That's true. That's true. Oh, thanks, Gary.
That's Troy.
No, Troy. Hey, you know, here's the thing. I want to bring this up. You just brought it up, and that is paint the north side.
Right.
They can only paint the north side.
Yeah.
So the side where everybody would be climbing over would still be cool.
Still be cool.
And not hot.
So really doesn't make any sense at all. paint it.
What a great point. It didn't even occur to me at all. Now, I talked about how crazy this whole administration is. You know, the nuttiest people are running this country at this point. This is from MSNBC. This is cut 193. And it's called The Far-Right Agenda Has Taken Over. So has become mainstream. Let's listen.
The far right has moved from the fringes directly into the halls of government itself.
Yep.
The New York Times dropped this explosive new report calling out by name members of the Trump administration who expressed opinions that would probably get most people fired, like Darren Beatty, who previously wrote on social media, quote, competent white men must be in charge. Unfortunately, our national ideology is predicated on coddling the feelings of women and minorities and demoralizing competent white men. He's now a State Department employee and head of the U.S. Institute for Peace. And Paul Ingracia, who has posted on social media, quote, exceptional white men are not only the builders of Western civilization, but are the ones most capable of appreciating the fruits of our heritage. Mm-hmm. He is now Trump's pick to lead the Office of Special Counsel. And Kingsley Wilson, who said, quote, the great replacement theory isn't a right-wing conspiracy theory. It's reality. She's now the Pentagon press secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got some real quality people in there. Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
It
really is. And Gary, we got to give Gary credit. He's the guy who came up with the painting the north side, but not the south side of the fence. I get it. Oh, man. All right. Okay. Well, let's get to this. I think we have time for this.
Got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. This is... a preacher that really likes Trump an awful lot. I just thought maybe we'd get to this. Cut 194. Mm-hmm. The crowd had no problem with a thrice married real estate developer. Really? Let's listen to this.
And the Lord raised up a thrice married New York real estate developer to show American Christians what manhood and warrior courage looks like.
What?
There's
somehow that all ties together in his mind. But anyway, yes. Sell that thrice married real estate developer, please, if you can. And they're you heard that. They're clapping. They're cheering.
I know. Yeah.
So, you know, I guess for Catholics, you're not supposed to get divorced.
Right. We have Joe on the line, but
Joe.
We don't. Well,
Joe?
Joe, go ahead. We got a quick minute here.
Yeah.
It really doesn't need much more than that okay. In the sense that this wall indicates anybody who's ever painted would tell you, boy, this does not sound good. You don't scrape it first. Boy, this doesn't sound good. You're only doing one side.
Right.
Boy, this is going to cost. Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to do it? And finally, I think it does really illustrate, what was the term? Competent white men.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate that. 6:59. Got news straight ahead, and in our next hour, we're going to talk to Barry Levinson, the curator of the National Mustard Museum. That's coming up, as well as your chance to win Brewer tickets on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.